Now it's time for Congressman's Corner with Florida's 13th District Congressman Vern Buchanan. The Congressman discusses what's going on in Washington, D.C. that affects our Florida 13th District. And now, here's Congressman Vern Buchanan. Welcome, everybody, to the Congressman's Corner, a weekly feature here on the Captain's America radio show. And we are speaking with the Florida 13th District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan, Sally Tibbetts. And Sally, thank you for being a guest on the program.
Happy to be here, Matt.
Well, you know, we've got the new lame duck Congress, as it's called. Some people want to call it blame duck Congress meeting. And we're hearing all sorts of things coming out of Washington from the upcoming Speaker of the House. The first thing that we heard out of John Boehner was the earmarks, the pork barrel projects might be going away under the new Congress. And I believe the Republicans caucused and decided to do just that, did they not?
They did yesterday, Matt. Congressman Buchanan voted along with his colleagues, his Republican colleagues in the House of Representatives, to extend the earmark ban that was actually established last year by House Republicans. As you know, every year thousands of earmarks cost taxpayers billions of dollars, and there's been a lot of abuse through that system. Congressman Buchanan believes that banning the earmarks is an important step to restore fiscal sanity in Washington, D.C., as well as the public's faith in our U.S. government.
Now, Sally, do you think the Democrats will come on board of this? Because a few Democrats have come out and said they agree, but we're not hearing from the Democratic caucus, if you will.
Right. Well, I do know that this year the Democrats changed their policy somewhat in that they agreed to no longer seek private earmarks and to only seek federal funding designated for public projects. That's been Congressman Buchanan's original position, but he's happy to support an outright ban until, as I said, we get spending under control and we've restored the Americans' faith in their government.
Now, in an unrelated event this week, we had Congressman Charlie Rangel, longtime congressman from New York. The Ethics Committee convicted him of 11 of 12 counts, and we understand that they're recommending to the Congress that he be censured. What does that mean when they censure a congressman?
Well, it's the most severe penalty short of expulsion for a member of Congress. It's very rare, and it's regrettable that this has occurred. It's certainly a black mark on Congress. You know, I would urge the American people to realize that, you know, it's one bad apple doesn't make the whole bunch bad, but it is a very severe penalty for a member of Congress.
Okay, and of course, a lot of people asked about that. That's why I asked the question. And folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts. Sally is the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan here in the Sarasota, Florida area. And Sally, we've also heard from the incoming Speaker of the House, John Boehner, that Congress might now consider a proposal to lower congressional pay. Now, I've heard rumors, they're strictly rumors, that they're talking about rolling it back to, say, 2006 when the pay was about $12,500 less. Do you know anything about that?
Well, it's certainly an idea worth considering. I know that it has been mentioned as a possibility. Congressman Buchanan was sworn into office in 2007, elected in 2006, and has voted against the pay raise consistently. And in the years when they got a pay raise, he actually donated his to charity.
Yes.
He's introduced legislation where no member of Congress would get a pay raise in any year that they failed to do their job and balance the budget. You know, it's only in Congress do you get an automatic pay raise. They have to actually vote not to receive a pay raise. So Congressman Buchanan, as I said, has voted against getting the pay raise ever since he's been in office, and he's given his pay raises to charity. Last year, they actually voted not to receive a pay raise.
Yeah, I remember that. And folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13th District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan here in the Florida 13th Congressional District. Well, Sally, the number one priority, and that's what the election was all about, the economy and jobs. We're all sitting here anxiously awaiting to see if the government's going to get out of the way and let business do what they need to do to create the jobs. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, jobs and the economy certainly is Congressman Buchanan's top priority. The first thing that we need to do is to eliminate the uncertainty over the tax cuts of 2001 and 2003 and extend those tax cuts. If Congress fails to extend the tax cuts, it would be $38 trillion tax increase on American families over the next 10 years, or 3.8, I should say. And Congressman Buchanan feels strongly that we need to extend those tax cuts. Now is no time to be raising taxes on small businesses and working families. Beyond that, you're right. He's hopeful that in the next Congress, Republicans and Democrats will come together and they will do things to help stimulate the economy or encourage small business to create jobs. Small businesses create most of the jobs in this country, things like cutting red tape, eliminating burdensome regulations, discouraging frivolous lawsuits, and get serious about controlling spending.
And folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan here along the southwest coast of Florida. Now, Sally, probably the biggest news of the week has been what we've been watching going on with the TSA body scanners, which is made by a company called L3 Communications, which, by the way, doubled the size of their plant about 6 months ago along I-275 in Pinellas County, just outside St. Petersburg and almost to Pinellas Park as you travel up I-275. I guess now we know the reason why. But the full body padded searches have brought now a Florida Congressman John Mica to say that he is introducing legislation to try to replace the TSA in the airports and to go to private security, allowing the airlines the responsibility for checking passenger security. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think it's appropriate that Congress consider the options that are available to help ensure the public safety. I mean, the number one goal here is to ensure the safety of the flying public as well as people on the ground. Frankly, after 9/11, we saw what can happen. So, if the body scans are the best way to do that, if physical searches are necessary to do that, but we also need to look at, is that going beyond what's necessary to protect the American public? And if it's beyond what is necessary, then TSA needs to change its policy. It's obviously appropriate for Congress to examine whether TSA is the best vehicle to use to help ensure the public safety. So it's definitely an important issue. Public safety is probably the most important function of the federal government, and public safety is our number one goal, and we do need to do what's necessary to ensure the safety. But we also need to make sure that it's no more intrusive than it needs to be. And the last thing that we need is an arrogant bureaucracy doing unnecessary measures.
Well, Sally, let's take a look for just a second what Israel does and what British Airways does. Now, LL is the airline of Israel, and British Airways, they profile people. They start it when they come into the airport. They have behavioral experts that stand behind the screens, behind the scanners, and they watch these people. They ask these people questions. They look at the itinerary. They search their baggage. They get there a minimum of 2 hours ahead of time, similar to what we do here to fly all over the world. And what they do works. Why can't we just profile people and cut to the chase and profile everybody and away we go?
Well, as I said, we need to look at what is the most effective way to help ensure the safety of the American people, and that certainly is an option that should be considered as well.
Okay, and folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Well, Sally, one of the other things we heard being discussed, not only at the congressional level and the federal level, but also across several states in America, there's now a move, and I think the Tea Party may have gotten behind this, there's now a move to bring term limits into play for all offices, whether they be local, county, state, whatever, federal. Now, could these laws bring term limits to Congress as well, do you think?
Well, Congressman Buchanan is a businessman. He's not a career politician, and he does support reasonable term limits for members of Congress. As you may recall, back under the Contract with America, they tried in the House to pass a constitutional amendment to limit term limits for members of Congress. It fell short of the two-thirds majority necessary to pass the House. And then in 1995, the Supreme Court ruled that it is unconstitutional for states to limit the terms of their members of Congress.
Well, then it has to be done at the federal level, I guess, right?
That's my understanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, and Sally is the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Well, finally, Sally, I'm going to drift my attention to the war in Afghanistan as it roars on. we're hearing that we're probably going to be there beyond 2014 with ground troops. We are using more Predators, which is using our forces a little bit wiser in that we don't have to send the troops in everywhere. We send the Predators in. And meanwhile, Iraq, we're not hearing anything about Iraq, and nothing's being said about it. And I happen to know, as well do you, that things are going along fairly well there. So I guess if it's good news, you don't hear it. If it's bad news, you hear all about it.
Well, not to be critical of nor defend the media, but having been a member of the media many years ago,
Old-stream media, Sally.
If things are going along well, then it's maybe not news, I guess, in their opinion. But I think what's important there is that things are going well in Iraq.
The old-stream media is what we call it these days. You've got the new-stream media and the old-stream media, and for those old-stream media members, that's why the papers are going defunct and, certain radio shows haven't been able to make it and all that sort of stuff.
I'll let you comment on that.
Okay, and folks, we've been speaking today with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Now, their offices in Sarasota are located right down here along Fruitville at Orange Avenue, and the phone number to call is?
951-6643.
All right, and Sally, thank you very much for being on the Congressman's Corner.
Thanks, Matt.
Congressman's Corner with Florida 13 Congressman Vern Buchanan. For more information, contact Congressman Vern Buchanan at his Sarasota office located at 235 North Orange Avenue, Suite 201 at 941-951-6643. This is Matt Bruce with the Congressman's Corner. Thanks for tuning in.